Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010. The first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay. 4-0. It's the second no-hitter in Major League postseason history here tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, I don't think we at the time properly recognized how good that team was. And we're back, Marks and Reese, live from Chickies in South Philly. And Chickies and Pete's Malvern invites you to a one-of-a-kind playoff watch and wager experience, the first and only sportsbook inside a standalone location, Chickies and Pete's Malvern. Roy Halladay was the Cy Young Award winner. You also had Cliff Lee. You also had Roy Oswalt, as we welcome Joe Giglio in here.
Oh, and Cole Hamels.
And Cole Hamels. At World Series MVP, and you had Ryan Howard, who was still hitting home runs, and you had Chase Utley, and you had a high payroll.
That was a dream team.
Man. What's up, Giglio?
Yeah, what are the odds the Phillies ever have a stretch better than that? I mean, that was tough. The golden age of the franchise. Yeah. I mean, they were amazing. Five straight years and win more games every year to make the playoffs every year, two World Series. They were incredible. I mean, they were the story of the sport for those 5 years. I know they didn't win every World Series, they were the constant, right? That the Red Sox were there, Yankees, but they were the constant for 5 years.
And because of the teams that Ruben eventually put together there, where he seemingly was acquiring every player that wanted to be traded or was a free agent. Like, it seemed like Philly became a destination team for these star players that were trying to win a championship, and that was a different feeling to have, especially as a Phillies fan, to have guys want to be here and want to come here.
Because that was never the case. Right. I mean, it wasn't like that. I mean, they got Pete Rose in the 80s, but for Roy Halladay to say, I want to pitch in Philadelphia,
and
that was rare.
That's the only place I want to go. Yeah.
And you Cliff Lee to come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you think about it, like, just look at Scott Rolen. Scott Rolen didn't want to resign here. It's not that, like, a lot of people gave the Phillies crap at the time. The Phillies offered Scott Rolen a lot of money because they wanted to resign him. They didn't want Scott Rolen to leave. Scott Rolen didn't want to be here.
At the time, he was justified. They weren't a winning franchise.
He
went to St. Louis, right? He wanted to go win. And
baseball,
he won a World Series.
Baseball heaven.
Yes.
Baseball
where
heaven.
They don't boo their players.
Yeah, I was just seeing if there's a call-in number for that ESPN radio station out there, but I got sidetracked. I want Chuck to call in. And,
I had Scott Rolen in Cincinnati, too.
Scott Rolen was a really good player.
He was.
Just unfortunately,
he just wasn't a likable player.
No, and then he left here and he won a World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did on a very good team.
Yep. Yep.
But the Phillies then had a very good team, and we know what happened after that. It worked out for everybody. But 11 years to the day that they were eliminated by the Cardinals in Game 5 of 2011, the Phillies and the Cards tomorrow night in St. Louis start up a series. Yeah!
There we go.
Let's go! Come on!
We're ready.
Screw the Cardinals! And it doesn't set up any better that you have Wheeler and Nola to start the series.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at tomorrow's games, all the four series, the worst starting pitcher of all of them is the Cardinals starter. They don't have great start. Now, Quintana's good. It's not like he's a bad pitcher, but you look at every other team, they're throwing out aces tomorrow. Zach Wheeler's going tomorrow. Every team's throwing a guy that's, like, you know, either a Cy Young candidate or in that kind of conversation. the Phillies have – this is their one advantage. They have to take advantage of this tomorrow and Saturday. And especially tomorrow, Wheeler against Quintana, that's a big advantage for them. It gives them a real chance in this series. I mean, they have big-time starting pitching advantage game one and two.
And the players sense that. They obviously would never come out and say anything to that effect, but the players are smart enough to know that this is a pitcher that we can get it, we can jump out on, and this is a series that we have a very good chance of winning. And that's why I like this Phillies team going into this series, is I believe they can win this series. It's one thing to get in, struggling, coming down the stretch, and let's say you have to face a juggernaut team. If you had to face, I know it's not likely. I mean, it's not possible because they have a bye week or the bye. But if you had to face the Dodgers coming in, you're like, oh, man, what's the point of going into that series? This isn't one of those series. So as the Phillies players, they have to be looking at this thing saying, oh, yeah, we got a real good chance here.
Yeah, and I think
we got a real good chance to win this series.
If it was a longer series, I don't think we'd make as big of a deal as game one.
Sure.
But tomorrow feels like
you got to have game one.
You got to have game one. If they win tomorrow, I feel great about them. I mean, look, it's three games. They could win two and three. But that, like, tomorrow feels like the key if they could steal game one.
Yeah, it takes the edge off. Yep. I do have Nola concerns just because he was great last start. I like Aaron Nola, but we've also seen Aaron Nola do the – I think in the last start he had against the Cardinals, he gave up five earned runs. Now, this is back in July or whatever. I feel really confident with Zach Wheeler. He has 14 shutout innings against the Cardinals this year. But, like, I wonder what offense is going to show up. Because, Joe, we've seen both of them. We've seen where they'll put some runs up. But we've also seen one run, two run, one run, three run. So, it's, you know, like, what offense is going to show up for the Phillies this week?
Yeah, I don't know. Other than the Nats games last weekend, they really haven't hit in like 2 weeks. I mean, they didn't hit against the Cubs. They didn't hit I mean, this series was weird against Houston because they clinched on Monday, but they didn't hit against the Astros. They didn't really hit that weekend before against the Braves. They really haven't hit for 2 weeks. Other than I don't even know what to do with the Nationals games because they just beat them all year like they were a minor league team. But John, the offense, I'm not feeling great about. I just hope Kyle Schwarber does what he does in October and hits a couple home runs and they maybe steal a game in a low-scoring game.
Are these 4-3-3-2 games? Is that how you have to win? You hope that the bullpen holds it and your starting pitching gives you seven?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be surprised if they went out and scored seven tomorrow, right? It's playoff baseball. It's tough to do that, which takes us to the bullpen. I mean, Wheeler's not going to go eight, right? I think – what did he get on Sunday? I think he got to 77 pitches, so – can he get to 100 tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe it's 95.
Hey, man.
I know. Is he built back up, though? He took a
Julio's saving him for the next series.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, the bullpen's good. They're going to need the bullpen.
They're going to need the bullpen, which leads us to what do they do at
There's
the – so if you have – all else being equal, if you have a 7-8-9, I feel like Topper is going to use the matchups, right? So if he feels like the highest leverage situation is the eighth inning, you may see Eflin in the eighth inning. Mm-hmm. Sir Anthony worries me.
That's
he
not
just does.
About Jose Alvarado, too.
Alvarado, who also worries me. As good as he's been, he worries the hell out of me.
But he's been amazing. He's been amazing.
You're just a worry bee, man. You're just worried, man.
And it's just the anxiety I'm talking about with playoff baseball. Do you know why? Alvarado could walk the bases loaded.
Could.
And then strike the side out afterwards.
So there's only two guys in the bullpen right now I feel good about, Alvarado and Eflin, which is crazy because Alvarado was in the minor leagues in the end of May, and Eflin was hurt until like a month ago when he was a starting pitcher. But you guys, you mentioned Sir Anthony. It's been not good since he came back. And David Robertson, why can he pitch everywhere else but not in Philadelphia?
Not here,
it's unbelievable. John, you said 7-8-9. I don't know. Who's the third guy? Like, I think Eflin and Alvarado are getting the biggest – outs in this series. I don't know who the third one
Hand
is.
Hand may be back.
Maybe.
I didn't see if there was anything updated on that.
So I mean, I think they have till tomorrow to set the roster.
Right.
Or it's either tonight or tomorrow. So we'll see if he's on it. But I don't know. The other parts of this bullpen worry me. I feel like they're just going to give the ball to Sir Anthony and cross their fingers.
Might be their best option to do it. But Eflin feels like, at least right now, like you have confidence. He plays the contact. He throws strikes. He can get swings and misses. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. Got good velocity on the pitches. Thank God they have him.
They'd be sunk without him. I mean, we're talking about him as their second best reliever right now besides Jose Alvarado. So that's part of it. And the other thing is, without an off day, can those guys go 3 days in a row if they need them? Can Eflin pitch 3 days in a row? I doubt.
I don't know if Eflin. No,
he's never done.
Or Sir Anthony.
Yeah, I doubt Eflin's ever since he became a pro pitched 3 days in a row. He was a starting pitcher.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's a lot to ask.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't have to. And here's the other.
Let's win in two. I like the mentality.
It might be a tall order to think you're going to win the first two games of the series, but if you go to Sunday night, now you have Suarez going, and I like Ranger, but there's less known about him as far as the track record.
Yep.
And the Cardinals crush left-handed starting pitching.
They're one of the best all season.
Goldschmidt and Arenado have the highest OPSs against starting left-handed pitching
and
in the majors.
Pujols, too.
And Pujols has been like, I don't really know what to say about Pujols and the streak he's been on there recently. But he's been unbelievable. So, like, I've heard possibly using an opener for the game with Suarez or piggybacking. So I don't think you can piggyback Eflin because you're going to need him.
Right. He'll have to pitch one or two. You're probably not in game three if he hasn't pitched yet.
But do you want Syndergaard?
No.
Or Gibson out? I know you don't want Gibson out there.
Oh, please. I didn't want Gibson on the flight to St. Louis. I think they let him come.
You don't want the threat of putting him into a game.
No. Maybe a Bilotti, maybe like a right-handed reliever
right,
to start the
right.
game. They could do something like that on Sunday. I mean, Sundays, if they get to Sunday, it's all hands on deck anyway. I mean, they got to just figure out a way to win that game.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Keith in Houston. Keith, how are you?
Man, it's about time. Listen, man, it's going to be Red October all the way. We're playing Red Birds. Who's scared of a Red Bird? Nobody.
No.
Nobody's scared of a Red Bird.
It's true.
They're gone. We're going to play smart, small ball. Every time they're in the shift, bunt the other way. Make a bunt right out of that shift. They're going to like, oh, my God, we got to get out of this shift because they bunting. Now, smack the ball where they're not. You know what I mean? And as for the Eagles, have you ever seen the Cardinal go up against the Eagle? It ain't going to happen. The only way the Eagles lose is Gannon fall back into that zone. That's the only way we're going to lose because that keeper elf, he can go back in his tree, make some cookies. That's all he got.
All right. Well, listen, it's good Cardinal talk, for
it's good,
sure.
Good bird talk.
Because think about it. When you look out, like I'm at the sink and I'm doing some dishes, and I look out back and I see a Cardinal on the swing, and you're just like, oh, a Cardinal,
oh,
that's so nice.
Nice.
Like,
not this weekend, though.
You almost want to pet it. Yeah, but no one's afraid of a Cardinal. You just want to be like, oh, a Cardinal. Then it flies away and you don't think about it.
I never see a Blue Jay, though.
I have Blue Jays in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
I don't ever see a Blue Jay.
I like Blue Jays.
Yeah, I just never get to see one.
I would be excited if I saw a Blue Jay.
Yeah, I think I'd be excited if I saw a Blue Jay.
Much more than a Cardinal.
There's a lot
Robin.
Of Cardinals running around. Yeah. I should say flying around.
quickly this weekend, are you your boy, Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles? We expecting another win, easy win?
I don't know about easy, but I expect to win. This Cardinals team might be bad.
No, they are bad.
They haven't scored a touchdown in the first quarter of a game yet. I think they've been outscored by like 40 points in the first half of games. But meanwhile, the Eagles are the opposite.
Listen, we're the greatest second quarter scoring team in the history of the
Ever.
Game.
Build Ever. Those leads and go to sleep in the second half.
Right, which worries me. It worries me with Murray.
Yeah.
Because he's got a dynamic that the other quarterbacks they face didn't, where he can just say, I'm going to run around and make plays. Like, I don't even care what play you're calling. I'm out.
I do like him this week. I think they have a coaching advantage. I don't think Kingsbury knows what he's doing out there. And Murray, he's dynamic, but he also hasn't been that good this year. It's been a lot of, like, it's like boom or bust. Like, he'll have a great drive.
Look at his weapons.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He only has
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, you got Marquise Brown and you got Zach. That's all he really has.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Zach can't be a number two option.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
No, and Hollywood Brown's like a nice complimentary
type. He should be a number two,
He's a good receiver to have, but you need Hopkins to make it worth anything.
Well, they're catching him at the right time. I think next week Hopkins the suspension is over.
Yeah.
So this is like
6 weeks.
Six weeks.
I think it's the weekend.
All right, so but this is perfect.
They got him at the right time.
Yep.
They did. All right, so Joe Giulio thinks it's a relatively easy win on Sunday.
I mean,
they cover?
I think so. 5.5 is a weird
What's the
number.
Spread?
Five and a half.
Yeah.
If it was 7, I might have a little trepidation. Five and a half?
That's a big line on the road. Vegas is telling you right now, and you had texted me this. I had said that 13.5 was at one offshore book. FanDuel is at 12.5. So that's a three-game jump. Now, like, I don't think anybody thought the Eagles, or at least a lot of people thought the Eagles were going to come out and struggle. So what the odds makers are saying is that, no, we expect this to continue.
Yeah, they're the favorite right now to finish with the best record in the NFL.
Yeah. Which they had the most money bet on them to have the most wins in the NFL. That last window, the last 2-3 weeks.
Sportsbooks are not happy they're going to do this if they do it.
Man. David Mayfair joins us. Marks and Reese live from Jigs and Pete's in South Philly. Joe Giglio's here. What's up, Dave?
Yeah. Ike Reese.
and Joe Giglio.
Dave.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, Dave?
We're not going to worry about Sunday because you know what? Ike might not be in the studio on Sunday, but there's going to be one word he's going to be saying at home, and that word is victory!
Do you say it at home to warm up?
I'm not scared.
I didn't last Monday. I did not say that.
Okay? I went through the season records today. You know, we're 10-12 against the Braves this season. I equate that to be about 500, you know, average it out. 4-3 against the Dodgers, 4-3 against the Cardinals. The only team that we could not beat this season in the NL was the Mets. And the Mets, they didn't do too well against the Padres in regular season. So you know what? We're going to go two games in St. Louis with Nolan Wheeler. We're going to win those games. We're going to go into Atlanta, and we're going to win six games. Game six, we're going to take that series, and we're going to go to the NLCS versus the Dodgers. Repeat from 2009, the year we lost Harry Callis, and it's going to be redemption. Yeah, we won that year, but this time we're going to win that.
Lock it up, Dave. Hold on. I'm going on BetMGM right now.
We're going to win the World Series after beating the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. And you know what? That ain't the only thing you got to get ready for. Because not only are we going to have a parade on Broad Street in November.
Come on, the Flyers, Sixers, everybody wins. Everybody. Let's have everybody win championships. Thank you, Dave.
Well, yeah, okay, the Eagles were next, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And he just rolled through the 111-win Dodgers like it was nothing.
Oh,
and then
Dodgers
we'll take them down.
They peaked at the
wrong
time.
I saw the Sixers last night. I'm getting ready for a parade in June.
I've heard way too many people saying, the Sixers are looking great. Maxie looks great.
Ready for a parade in June.
It's a preseason game.
I don't watch the Sixers until February anyway, so whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
I watched last night. I got excited.
Yeah, so you're joining the crowd?
Yeah, I put money down.
Based
on the
preseason, that's why you're Max is winning
money,
the MVP.
I put money down on the title.
Oh, no.
Sixers are winning the title next year.
All right, we have a special guest joining us in 1 second. But first, QC Connects, what they're doing for people's amazing lasting relief from joint pain. The leader, QC Kinetics, in exciting new pain treatments with advanced medicine. Non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with joint pain from an injury or arthritis, don't just say, hey, steroids, pain meds, or surgery are your only options. QC Kinetics, their treatments, they can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, or maybe you've been told you need a replacement. Call QC Kinetics before you do anything. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury. If you have a torn meniscus, rotator cuff in your shoulder, call QC Kinetics now. Don't live with the pain. You can be pain-free. Call them today, 215-999-3000, QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000, QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. And look who we have live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It's the one and only wearing a beautiful Eagles hat with a gold eagle with a matching hoodie, OG Wade from Chester. OG!
Yes, yes, yes. How are we doing today?
What's up, brother?
OG's in the building.
Coming to drop y'all off a little present.
So is this a new T-shirt?
Yes, it is.
It's a new OG Wade T-shirt, Ike.
Uh-huh.
Does that have to do with the Duke?
Of course.
Don't eat the rat poison. One game at a time.
I like it.
Go Birds.
I feel like he's my son.
There you go. All right. Well, first of all, I know you're rooting heavily for the Phillies because you're a native of the area, right? Phillies, win?
Not tonight.
It's a little big, Joe.
Not tonight.
They start tomorrow at 2:06.
Well, it's the hitting the switch, and I don't like that. I don't like how we came in, but I do believe we should win the series. But I don't like that first game.
All right, OG Wade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
OG, is all these the same size?
No, you got two extra larges, two double X. One is for Herb too, and then the other double X is for Jack.
I don't know if Jack on the program anymore. Where is he today?
You can give me the medium to Joe over there.
Joe definitely.
And then Elliot's got a large in there.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
well, no, I wear a large because I like mine a little smaller.
Okay, I forget. Yeah, you like to show them.
Yeah, the pecs.
Pythons, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear the medium because I'm small. So
right,
that
yeah.
Works.
A large on me looks a lot different than a large on Ike. That's for sure. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, OG. Thank you, OG.
And then I got me one. And I don't know if I could say this on this program, but it says,
not, get the dump button ready, yeah. Tyre.
Hey, Tyre, get ready.
Go ahead.
F whoever hates on the Duke.
Yeah, dump that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Dump that one right on down. Yes. Flush it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we 5-0 after this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. And then we're going to take Dallas down. And I got us going 10-0. 10-0. And that's on a serious note.
Gotcha.
Now, we may get a little, you know, little hiccup somewhere in there, but I just can't find it. I can't. Mm. So,
what do you say to someone like Donovan McNabb that still believes that the Eagles are a good team,
but doesn't
believe that this is their
year? I think Donovan, and Ike would agree to this, Donovan is a hater in so many ways, and it's not like he means it. It's just who he is. He don't want someone to be better than him. And I told you, the Duke will go down as the best quarterback that this franchise has ever, ever selected.
When did you go to that route? You didn't say that.
I've been said that.
When
listen,
did you say that?
I said this here. I said he's different.
Okay.
I said he's better than a lot of the guys in there because he's a hybrid quarterback.
Okay.
So everything that you see all these elite quarterbacks and great quarterbacks do, he can do all of them. You see what I'm saying? That's why when y'all was saying his completion percentage and everything,
yeah.
Look at all these other birds that you got out. Like, they're booing your boy down in with the Broncos. His own
Russell
fans
Wilson.
Is booing him, but y'all wanted him here.
Once upon a time,
we
yeah.
got the Duke. That's who we got. And I'm telling you, he checked that damn media yesterday, didn't he?
He did.
That's what the Duke does.
That's what he does.
And what did he call Peyton Manning? The Sheriff.
The Sheriff.
Yeah. He's the Duke. And nobody get the – change that name because they wasn't on board from the gate. He's the Duke.
He's the Duke.
I agree. I'm a week away from calling him the Duke myself.
I know you are. Johnny boy, I told you. I got a seat on the bus for
I
you.
I know.
But that punk Chuck, boy, when I run up on him, I'm telling you. I was hoping that he was down here.
All right, OG. That's not the end on a bad note.
Yeah. So
wait. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah. I'll see y'all later on.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, OG Wade.
OG Wade, the king of the Jalen Hurts fan club.
Comes bearing gifts.
Man.
Yeah, he's been telling us he's going to bring it down here. There you go.
Certainly has taken this whole captain of the what is it called? The Duke?
The Duke.
Yeah. He's taking it to a whole other level.
So, the one thing that Wade said about Donovan's comments, and he made it, where he's right, but it's not like saying that he's trying to be a hater. I think Donovan looks at a lot of what he sees in the NFL now from his point of view or his lens. And like back when you guys were and you had your build with the Eagles, like that's more what happened was like you build up to a certain spot. And it's not as much like that in the NFL these days.
Windows are smaller.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's forget about what Donovan said. Would you be shocked if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl this year?
No, that's a strong word, shock.
No, I would be. Okay. I'd be more surprised that they won the Super Bowl than if they didn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't be shocked if they won the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if they won the Super Bowl this year.
Gotcha.
Because okay. I look at how they're playing right now, and when it comes playoff time, when the veteran teams are playing much differently, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they had a first round bye and they lost in the second round of the playoffs.
So I'll only say that to say that if you look at it from that perspective, then it is a year or two window there. Not saying that you don't believe they can win it this year.
Yep.
It's just saying that there is a year or two window
I think
there.
Donovan is right, but I don't want to put like they have to win it this year on them.
Right.
But this is probably
the best.
The best roster they're going to have with Jalen.
I agree.
Because they're going to pay him soon, right? We
yep.
think. So if they pay him, that means like guys like Bradbury are not here anymore. They can't afford. You know,
and the NFC sets up for him this year.
The schedule.
Everything's falling into place for this to be a year to make a run.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wouldn't be surprised they didn't win it, but an urgency would be great for them because this feels like it's all kind of the stars are aligning for this season.
So here's the other way I would put it. I also wouldn't believe, although they would have to go out and build the team and show us, that our window is closed if they don't win it. Jalen is just now getting started. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's kind of like that Seahawks team when Russell first took over. They had like a 3-year run where they
yeah.
could have won at any of those. They
got
one.
Yeah,
they got
you're right.
one.
Yeah, right.
They probably should have won a second one. But
yeah, I don't think next year, if Jalen continues to play like this for the rest of the season, next year like they're going to be one of the best teams
yeah,
in the NFC.
Exactly,
they'll be
yes.
a preseason favorite.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yep. Yep. All right. So coming up next is Scott Fransky. He's live in St. Louis. He's going to join us, the atmosphere out there, and what he thinks, because the last we remember of Phillies baseball is Scott Fransky, 11 years ago to the day tomorrow.
You got a World Series jacket on today?
Howard Eskin wearing
ready.
A 2008 World Series jacket.
And a Gucci belt. That's my man.
Howard, are you going to join us a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour? I got to hold you accountable.
Of course we do. Of course
yeah, we
got to
hold you accountable for your Phillies opinion.
You're the biggest Phillies hater.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to have you on here.
Yep. We won't be doing our listeners a service.
Hold everybody accountable.
All right. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, where we're live in South Philly. Best in-game experience for the playoffs, Chickies and Pete's with ice-cold Budweiser. Find a location near you, chickiesandpete's.com. Scott Fransky live from St. Louis coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.